Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2.25 cents at 603, September wheat down 13.5 cents at 790.25, and November beans up 26.25 cents at 1410. Beans led the way up here. Meal was up 830. That's now a $50 rally in 3 days in the meal. The oil was up 124 ticks with news that China's looking to buy Indonesian palm oil. So that put the market up higher. Crude oil is up 228 a barrel, and that certainly helped as well. The beans were higher off the hot dry forecasts out here moving forward into next week. I think it's a little bit too concerning, a little bit too much of a concern to be worried about beans right this time. Now, certainly, where it's hot and dry, it's not going to help right now. They're looking at temperatures next week in Nebraska and Kansas, maybe 94 to 97 degrees. Chances of rain here and there, so it's not quite as bad as it was 2 weeks ago. But certainly a lot of the country needs rain now. For the moment, there were no rains forecast in Chicago on Sunday night. And Northern Illinois is getting hammered with really heavy rains here right as we speak. So, you know, I just don't put a whole lot of credence in these long-term forecasts when they can't get the next couple of days right. But anyway, the wheat was lower. Not really sure why. The dollar finished down 73 ticks. Does anybody really believe Russia's going to let these ships through? I just don't see it. But maybe they seem to think that the agreement is okay. And that ships will go out into the Black Sea, and the Russians will leave them alone. I just don't see that happening. I think the Russians are going to fire a few missiles at some of these ships. But the news that the Russians are going to be having record wheat exports, I don't think helped the market out here at all. But overall, the corn was trading lower. About 15 minutes to go, it was down about a penny and a half. We came back in the last 5 or 6 minutes to close higher on the day. Not quite sure why. Maybe the crude oil was near its highs at the time. We closed about 75 cents off the highs in the crude. We were up $3 a barrel at one point out here today. But with the Fed raising interest rates 0.75 percentage point, 75 basis points, really didn't do much to the bonds. They had about a 10-15 point rally, had a 10-15 point break. We're kind of right in the middle of that right now. We're up 6 ticks, but the Dow Jones is up 471, just 20 off its highs. So the stock market liked the news that we only raised them 0.75 point and not a full point out here. But it's still, you know, I think the biggest hike they've ever seen, at least in recent days out here. So the Fed funds rate stands at 2.5%. They're talking about it going to 3 in September. Maybe 3.5 by the end of the year. I think that's reasonable. They say it's going to back off after the first of the year. I don't know that I agree with that. You know, inflation's going to settle down a little bit with gasoline a little bit lower here. But rents are still going to be high. Transportation's going to be high. Nobody's cutting back rents. So, you know, I just don't see that inflation has been cured out here at any stretch of the imagination. We'll get tomorrow's numbers from the government. And we'll see if we're in a recession or not. I don't know whether they actually come out and say it or not. Are the numbers going to be lower two quarters in a row? I don't know, but it certainly feels like a recessionary economy to me. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.